called to order at 3:33.
Can you pull your microphone so it's, there we go.
Got it. Okay. Call to order at 3:33. Roll call, please.
UJ Becker.
Here.
Emmanuel Gomez.
Here.
Cynthia Oregon. Muhammad Latif.
Present.
Dennis Smith.
Here.
Diana Robbins.
Here.
Public comment. I get to read this, I guess. The first 15 minutes of the meeting are reserved for members of the public to address the advisory council on items which are within the subject matter of the council. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Speakers will be asked to identify themselves and state the subject of their comment. If the item is an item on the agenda, the chairperson has the option of asking the speaker to hold the comment until that item is called. Comments on items listed in this public hearing on the agenda should be held until the hearing is open. The council is prohibited by law from taking any action on matters discussed that are not on the agenda, and no adverse conclusions should be drawn if the council does not respond to public comment at this time. Anyone wishing to speak at public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment. And who do we have in the audience, please? Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Okay. So, first business matter would be the approval of the minutes for the meeting of April 16th. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes?
I'd move to approve the minutes as presented.
May 21st, excuse me. Have a
second
and a second?
A second it.
So approved.
We need to take a vote.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Okay. All right. Next item. Discussing. On booth ideas and promotional matters for the 2019 Madera District Fair. Wendy Silva.
So you guys have committed to staffing a booth again. And the question is, what do we want to have at the booth? What makes sense? So last year we used up pretty much the last of several years worth of random leftovers. So that was the coloring books. I think we still had some pencils. I think those are finally gone. I think we do still have some bracelets. We have not managed to hand all those out yet. Last year we also had, actually we've used it for 2 years now, the board, I believe, with questions related to where people think that we should be focusing. And those are based on your bylaws and the tasks that are given to you by the city council, which include things like pedestrian access and safety and transit and emergency preparedness. So the question is, do we want to continue with the same or shake it up a little bit and try something different? What is the will of the council? And I did include some funds in my next year budget request so we can buy promotional materials within reason.
That was my first question.
I remembered.
Okay, any suggestions? I think flags would be high on my list.
Flags. Oh, yeah, we have flags.
Do we still have them?
Yeah, do we need more? We still have some.
Yeah. Well, I think that was privately funded.
I was going to say, do we need to buy those from you?
DJ and I bought some. Yeah, I don't.
You bought the the rest.
Okay. Do you think we have a sufficient number for now?
Through those, I can have more in 2 days. So.
Okay.
They were real popular.
If we want to have 20 or 30 of them or whatever we want, then.
What's the budget?
The total. if approved, not yet approved, that was 1,000, that includes, I need to subtract off the cost of the booth.
Booth rental, okay.
And then I don't know if you want to try and do any other events during the year that would potentially have a booth rental fee. But coloring books are not cheap. So I know that's been mentioned, and we can go there because I know the kids like them. But they are not cheap.
Define not cheap.
You'll spend at least probably, I would say, $300 to $400 on just the coloring books.
A couple hundred.
I know there were a lot of complaints that the pencils were cheap, but once again, if you want the nicer things, they're going to eat up your budget a little bit faster. So if you tell me the direction you want to head, we have time that then I can go out and get quotes on various items and bring them back to your next meeting. So that's why I have it scheduled for now in June to talk about for
Perfect.
September.
Perfect, yeah. Thank you. The coloring books were very beneficial because it involved the children, and then the parents chimed in, and it was an all-around educational tool, and it really engaged the kids. So where somebody might be reluctant to take a pencil or something else, the coloring books were very popular, and it's almost like a self-service educational tool for the kids. So that would be high on my priority list. I don't know how everyone else feels. The pencils, you know, they don't have the same educational inclusive value as those.
They were very basic pencils. Most people are not looking for very basic pencils until August. About the second week of August, pencils are very popular.
So flexible that the lead just
broke.
Those are the mood pencils.
Yeah, those were a bust, I think. Pens are. We have a quote. The pencils made Dennis angry.
Oh wow! They were mood pencils, right?
Pens are pretty expensive.
I would think. Just
depends. What kind and where we want to spend our money.
Those coloring books are probably about 50 cents a piece, huh?
And I'll say, I remember. I feel like it was $300 to $400 for the case. Like a case of books. We bought a couple cases, though.
We had a couple cases. And
we had a lot for a while.
Where did you guys get them from?
They're mass printed. And the other thing I'd like to look into is maybe updating the information in the coloring books. Maybe there's an ADA recommended one, or is there?
So the coloring books are purchased through, it's a program similar to where, say, it's a health awareness type topics. Okay. And so we don't get to pick what's in it.
You don't, okay.
Have different variety, I mean, different versions?
Not too many. I can look around, but...
It was kind of, I remember thinking it was a little bit outdated information.
Okay, so most kids nowadays, coloring books, though they like them when they pick them up, a lot of them are on electronic devices.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
What about water bottles?
So we have flags, coloring books. How do we feel about the wristbands?
Wristband they like, but water bottles. What about water bottles and stuff like that? Keychains, they like little stuff like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same educational. I mean, it gets the ADA City brand out, but it really doesn't convey much. What other items are under consideration available?
Well, the giveaways are going to be more as a draw to the booth, and then we can talk to them.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean...
Except they just go by and scarf the stuff off the...
I mean, that's when...
Water bottles are popular, but everybody's got them. Sort of like the reusable shopping bags that's kind of been done.
Popular,
I just don't know how much there and how many you'd be able to buy. Like, the little string backpacks are popular, especially when you're at the fair, so that people can put their stuff in them. But I don't know that we're going to be able to afford those.
What other ideas...
To get the ones that everybody wants, which are insulated and metal. And
those are
pretty pricey.
Well, we can't afford those. That's a lot. Those cost a lot.
We could get better pencils. I don't know. The wristbands are kind of...
I think a lot of the kids like the wristbands, though.
We still have a couple cases of those, don't we?
I think we have plenty of wristbands. I'll double check. Check on wristbands.
And... I think a basket of individual service candy helps, you know, with people coming up. you know, like the Costco bags of candy? Because that seems to make a connection.
You would probably try to shop in Madera, but
okay. Just kidding. Walmart, then.
Amazon.
Candy is a good idea because they like the candy.
Ooh, you know what? Candy or
something individual.
Get from Oriental Trading, the big box of sort of carnival prize toys, the little ones for like puzzles and mazes for kids. You know, or like you slide the numbers around to try and get them in order. You know what I'm talking about, the little games.
Mm-hmm. Little widgets and busy the spinners.
Opposed to sugary candy, you know, from a mom.
That's true.
I'm going to be like, don't eat that.
Of course, it is the fair. They deep fry everything.
Right.
So lots of things for consideration. So do we want to keep thinking about it, or we can get Wendy some direction to get? I'd like to concentrate on the coloring books, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think the coloring books
freshen those
would
be good. Up, and maybe a pamphlet. I mean, can we produce our own pamphlet?
We have about the ADA Advisory Council, but people don't. No offense, people don't really want to take that when they're at the fair.
It's a little dry. Yeah.
Well, but what else are you going to put in it? Because that is what you're tasked with.
How we can help, you know, how we can be an interface, you know, report.
Well, but you're not an advocate. Uh-uh. You're an advisory council to the city council.
So we can kind of advise, but not.
Why are we at the fair?
Because you're reaching out to find out if the city can better provide its services, which is your board that has the questions on it.
Right. The board worked really well.
I think for the most part, when people are at the fair, they're not looking to take home paper.
No, the paper's not going to make it home.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, people come up and they ask, what are you about? That was the most frequent question. And then the next thing was, and I would respond with, well, what do you think of the ADA in the city? And they go, oh, do we have one? You know, so it's an educational opportunity. And then we ask about unmet needs and services.
See, that's the point of staffing the booth, is it's the interaction.
Yeah. All right. The board.
We still have plenty of printed from last year, so we can have them there for the five people that want them.
Okay. So coloring books it is?
Yeah. It cannot be on the front ADA, the printing on it.
The coloring books have ADA on them? Madera ADA?
Yeah, do they have our information on them?
I don't know.
Well,
that depends.
More. I was going to say, it
costs
depends
more.
Which version we want. Yeah, we had them 1 year where they did say City of Madera ADA Advisory Council. It was just a little, you could only put like one line, so it just said City of Madera ADA Advisory Council, but we can put our little tag on them.
Sticker?
Yeah, it can be sticker also.
We have wristbands. Do we have any pencils left?
I'm pretty sure we used all those. I think they all went. I can price a few things and bring it back next time, and you guys can say yay or nay.
Sounds good. And how about are we going to use the same steps on the board?
You guys tell me. What do you want?
What did we have last year?
We had the what's in your bylaws.
Heart. Yeah. Disaster preparedness. I mean, it's
transit.
Yeah. I don't know if we maybe just
programs, accessibility.
Mix it up a little bit. The sticker thing when it was genius. They really, the kids really, and the teachable moments were really impressive with that. So, that and the coloring books, I think, were the most effective. Just no wheels. Any ideas? Anything else? So we have wristbands. Coloring books and the wheel or the sticker thing. Okay. We don't need to vote on that, do we?
No, I have direction.
Okay. And then we have the review letter of support to the City of Madera Transit Advisory Board regarding the bus stop. Wendy Silva.
So I provided you with a copy of a proposed draft. So I would just ask that you take a couple minutes to read through that and see if I've adequately captured your concerns. And if so, we'll have a final copy for your chairperson to sign.
You left out the word Frogger.
I was trying to stay professional.
And on bullet point one, Walmart is the closest facility to the transit stop. That's the one at Walgreens?
Correct.
Okay,
so I'll clarify that.
Yeah.
To the transit stop.
They don't have, when they're crossing that street, they don't have the signs where it tells you to walk and stuff like when they're crossing that
Cleveland?
Yeah. When they're crossing Cleveland, they don't have signs up there like that says, it lets you know how many minutes you have to get across that street. Because that traffic is really awful coming across that street when they let them off and they're crossing the street. They'd be all in the street.
And then
the crosswalks, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
The walk.
By basket.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, they don't have none of that. I don't think they have any of those things up there for the people to cross the street. They can mash the button.
I don't remember. That escapes me. But then they have to transit across mm-hmm. both lanes of travel
yes,
in the parking lot or in the mm-hmm. private shopping center, which there is no crosswalk. And then they're forced to either go straight, which they don't. They turn and go up into the parking area.
Yeah.
Through vehicle traffic, good, and which is unsafe for everybody. I still think Frogger sums it up better. Watching somebody do that with a walker is just horrifying. So we have public safety in there someplace, unsafe, yeah, okay. Located in or next to, maybe, can we suggest on the Cleveland side, or are we leaving that up to them?
You guys tell me. At this point, we would like a stop on that side of the street. Reading the information that Ms. McKenzie provided last time, it appeared that there were actually more trips on the transit system to the Pack and Save grocery store as opposed to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's because people don't like to cross Cleveland.
So if that's true, I don't know, do you care where they put it as long as it's in the shopping center and eliminates the need to cross Cleveland?
Well, I really think they should put it right there at Walmart because people have to walk across those streets from incoming cars coming down that street to cross to come over to Walmart. And a person that might not have a wheelchair or might have just a walker. That's a long walk for them to mm-hmm. cross over just to get over there to get to that store.
And then to carry your purchases
yes,
back.
Yes, and if they're buying stuff, they got to carry it all the way back over there to wait for the bus. Actually, the bus can just park right there. They just come out of Walmart, walk there to the...
Right.
I
think that's where
and that's
Dial-A-Ride drops off in the notch. And I think we ruled that out, didn't we, Wendy?
We talked about it, but the concern was scheduling and the room of a MAX bus as opposed to a Dial-A-Ride
bus
as the MAX, Madeira Metro.
Okay.
Could
we just outline the objection? I think we can probably rule out the notch because of that objection. I think think we discussed that at length last
time.
Well,
we could say, okay, so it says, because of these concerns and issues, MADAC is expressing their strong support for the addition of a transit stop located in or next to Madera Marketplace Shopping Center.
On Cleveland Avenue.
I'd like to do it as a separate sentence.
Okay. Give them a couple choices. Because I'd like to, right now, we're still having PEDs cross, vehicular traffic.
We believe location of this stop on Cleveland Avenue next to Walmart will be the best to alleviate the stated concern, something like that. Because if they put it on the pack and save side or further into the shopping center, people are still going to get off at Walgreens if it's closer and run across the road, don't you think?
Well, no, if it's on, it has to be on the north side of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. It has
no,
to
that's
be
what I'm saying, that if we leave it open to shopping center in general, and in the end where the stop goes is over on the pack and save side, it's not going to stop people from getting off at Walgreens and
that's
running
true.
Across. So I'm trying to tie it to your concerns to say the why we like the you're talking about Cleveland in
keep
the grassy area
traffic.
Right now where they just put the trees back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would I think that's the number one choice.
You know, but what's the
but
difference?
isn't Walmart opposed to that?
Yeah, I think that's all Walmart property.
It is, but they were originally going to expand onto that property, but they ran into lot line concerns from the city that wouldn't allow them to do that. So now that strip is back in play, so to speak. I mean, I'm sure they could put something, you know, not as far as they wanted, but it still would not impede a small, what's a bus notch, 10 feet?
You know what? If
on Cleveland, like they have further down.
Because if you're really looking at it, even if they was to come up one of those aisles, you know, right there in the middle where the handicaps part, they got all that spot right there. How come they couldn't just stop in there and let people off to walk, go across in the store?
Because it's going to block traffic, the traffic flow in the parking lot.
And you don't have a right of way either.
Well, so one way in and one way, you only go on one way. They just go straight in. It's nothing coming in there where they are. And it's not going to take them that long to let people off their bus. I don't see the difference between the sizes of the max bus and the regular bus because it's really not any.
The problem is that, from what I've gathered, is that Walmart is not cooperative. They're the ones who had the bus taken away in the first place.
Was it Walmart or was it the shopping center?
Well, because Walmart owns.
They just own the pad and the footprint
right,
of the store.
That area. And then
can we clarify who rained on the parade, Wendy? Was it the shopping center owner, or was it because Walmart only owns the footprint of the store and like 3 feet around?
Well, I don't think the bus stop was at Walmart, was it?
No, it was over at that a thrift store.
Yeah, Goodwill by the Goodwill. They came through the buildings there.
But I think the first reiteration of this was shot down by somebody, either Walmart. Or the I heard it was the shopping center owner.
I think there's been ongoing conversations as different facts come to light. We'll just highlight that we believe the best location to solve the identified issues is on Cleveland Avenue.
Or adjacent to the front of the store.
Mm-hmm.
Give them two unpopular options. Maybe they'll take Cleveland.
Well, isn't that something maybe we can address by sending a similar letter to whoever's in charge of the area? Because they'd have to sign off on it first anyway.
Well, Transit Advisory Board is going to advise city staff on where to focus. So I think at this point we focus on getting our message in front of the Transit Advisory Board.
Which we have.
To get staff to focus on those negotiations.
The planning grant appears to have not been approved, right?
Right.
So we're back to square one on that.
I haven't heard.
Yeah, it was in the minutes of the tab meeting. And I also have a question about this phrase that they repeatedly use. It was not successful. And then they come back with the conclusion that the SSTAC found there were no unmet transit needs that are reasonable to meet for 2019. That seems to be a way of saying we don't have the money or we don't.
I'm sorry, what was that phrase again?
The agenda indicates that the SSTAC found that there were no unmet transit needs that are reasonable to meet for 2019. So that means they have no planning money and no grant money. So is that, am I reading that, Wendy, correctly?
That's what it said.
So it means?
I don't know what it means because I didn't write it. So I can tell you that's what it says on the piece of paper.
Yeah, that's what it appears like. So if they don't have the funding, it's like they can't address it. So how do we get to get this issue in front of the district Walmart or the new manager?
Well, first you'd want to verify that that's actually the problem. So if I remember correctly, Ms. McKenzie's memo indicated staff had been directed to go back and negotiate further, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, so that's where it's at now.
With
we
Walmart,
need to let them do their job.
With Walmart. Okay. All right. So is everybody in agreement on the location? Mm-hmm. And we've already... Can we add something about alleviating parking density with bus ridership? Or that it's a goal of TAB to increase bus ridership? I mean, can we fold that point in there someplace? Because it meets a lot of needs with this stop.
But that's not your focus. But you can help them draft a letter.
I'm just looking to cover everything we can cover. You won't let me use the words I'd like to use.
This place is where the grassy plot, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Lateef?
Yeah, it's okay.
Speak into the microphone. I couldn't hear you.
No, I was saying It is on the grassy plot on Cleveland.
Yeah.
Outside the Walmart.
Yeah, that would be so ideal if they would just do it themselves.
Well, you know, Walmart can be pretty accommodating and you know, they have money,
I mean, they accommodated for the electric cars or the whatever
they
have now.
Yes, they got all of them out there, don't they?
So I think the timing is opportune while they're in the process of freshening up that store. And if we chat them up and persuade them a little bit or give them.
So do that come from the main headquarters? Walmart get the
Bentonville,
direction
Arkansas,
from them
yes.
to go to big, the main?
Well, I mean, it starts with the local manager and then goes to district and then, you know, so they have a hierarchy as well. But it can't hurt to let the new local manager who's been in charge of all this new stuff over there.
But he get his direction from the main, from the up above people.
Yeah, probably, but I doubt Bentonville's involved in what we're doing here. But there's a district and a
district manager, yeah.
State and stuff. So do we have agreement on what we need to put in here? Any other suggestions?
Maybe it's okay.
Cleveland side, good for you? Do we need to vote on?
Yeah, I think if
Cleveland.
My thought is that if Walmart was the one that didn't want it there in the first place, and the property owner is going to be doing whatever Walmart wants, my belief. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
The Cleveland side would probably be more cost, would be more costly for them as opposed to the other side of the center, right?
You think so? I wouldn't thought the cost would be.
No, because if they do the Cleveland side, what they're going to do, it would be more costly because I think the goal would be to do it as an actual cutout so that the buses aren't stopping in the lane of traffic.
But wouldn't that be a city expense?
Yeah, that would be a city expense.
So the most cost effective for everybody would be inside the shopping center.
I don't know where the funding comes from. I would assume there'd be federal transit funds that would fund the project, but I could be completely wrong because I work in HR and I don't know that.
If they move those sidewalks in on the Cleveland side and make a notch for the bus to stop.
The buses that go in.
It's going to be on the city.
We would get an easement to do that.
Yeah, that would be from the city.
The curb, and then replacing the curb and cutting it out and replacing with a ramp.
Walmart wouldn't share in that expense?
I'd be really surprised.
That's a question for planning or engineering.
Yeah, they would have to buy the land, right?
They donate it. We could get an easement to put the improvements.
I verified with Bobby Kahn that Walmart owns to the curb or to the sidewalk side on North Cleveland side of their build, you know, on that side of the south side of their building. So, but he reiterated that they own just the footprint of the store in the parking lot area. So it's a multi-jurisdictional type of a deal. And then I guess there's three owners of the shopping center, different parts of the shopping center. So we have a conundrum.
Four owner.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I'll update this so it'll be ready for your signature, and then we can get it over to Tab.
Okay. All righty. So any oral reports by staff or advisory board members?
Yes. This is so Diana took a phone call yesterday from Senator Feinstein's office.
Oh, on one of our letters, they acknowledged our letters.
Yes, regarding the post office, and they've assigned a caseworker, correct?
Are you serious?
Yes, he's going to be sending us a written response, a letter, and you'll have to sign a release so he can speak on your behalf. But once we sign that, he will go to the Postal Service and advocate over our concerns. So as soon as we get that, we'll call you so you can come sign it.
Were you sitting down when you got that phone call?
Oh, yeah. And he did say it would take about, once you sign the form and it gets sent back, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks for
of course. Of course. But
yeah, but I mean, as long as.
But at least we got a response.
What was it? Can we get a copy of the correspondence?
When we get it, we will. Right now, it was just a phone call.
Just got the phone call.
Just called.
Okay.
When the letter comes, we'll scan it and email it out.
Awesome. I think I'll put that on my wall. Cynthia will be over the moon at that.
Is that as far as we've gotten?
Any other news from any of our other Mr. Carson letters or Camilla, our senator? No.
Not today.
Did we miss write Costa, Jim Costa?
We did.
Okay. So cover all our bases. That's awesome. Progress. I love it. So any oral reports by staff?
Last week, I did tied one flag with one wheelchair, electronic wheelchair guy in the shopping center.
Good for you. Did you get a picture? Did you get a picture?
No, I can't. So.
Good deal. Yeah. Manny, anything?
No, not today.
Nothing from Manny. I would like to maybe generate something to the city regarding the materials that the city puts out, size and type for vision impaired, just the transit survey, for example. I mean, that has got to be 8-point type. And for seniors and folks with low vision, it is just painful to read. And then I'm also in possession of another document here. This one has got excellent contrast, colors, excellent contrast, but then there was this memorandum, which is 6-point type. 6-point type.
What is that?
From Evelyn Espinoza, Regional Planner, Madera County Transportation Committee.
Well, that wouldn't be ours. Okay.
But can we make a suggestion to them as far as they're submitting information to us? And this is absolute, the contrast.
Who's, I'm trying to figure out where did it come from or how did it come about?
It came to us.
Who's us? That's what.
At the unmet transit needs. It was handed out at the unmet transit.
Oh, a handout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was there representing the committee. And, they may not be aware of how difficult this is. But the contrast, I mean, look at that. Let's get an opinion on that. And the city has also been, guilty of this on occasion where they
I'm not saying we're not, yeah.
They have so little type, and I'm experiencing some age-related issues with vision, and people, the seniors and people with other issues, it's really, really painful.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. And for us, for this to go out from a county or a city is just, where this one is beautiful. I mean, this is good contrast and good sizes. So can we make a notation to whoever we need to in the city to just be cognizant of 4 and 6 point type being really, really difficult. Would you like to speak on that subject? You should come to the microphone, please.
So, since I work with Resources for Independent Central Valley, we work with people of all different kinds of disabilities. The preferred font is 18. We wouldn't do anything lower than a 14, but preferred is an 18 minimum for visual, any kind of, because that allows for all different kinds of limits.
We've also had some issues with the PowerPoints, the type on the PowerPoints not being visible to the folks in the room at city council meetings, and I've mentioned that a couple of times. And I sit right in the front row, and you're up there trying to, and I know it's hard to cram a lot of information on those slides, but it really is a vision and a disability issue. So if we could just get some awareness on that subject, that would be high on my list. So, and I did give it I gave one flag away this month too, so we're making good progress with the flags. Anything else? And do we want to check on to see if your crosswalk indicators are
clean? I'll check when I go back over that. If I'm over that way, I will check to
okay.
make sure.
Okay.
But I don't think they are. But I'll make sure.
Yeah, those things are easy. They're easy to miss.
Mm-hmm.
So, all righty. Meeting adjourned at 4:12.
And the flag? What flag?
Oh, my. You got a flag? We'll give you some flags. Dennis has got some over his store.
You want to stop by the store? Or I can
I've got a couple in my truck.
GBS.
Oh, you're a GBS.